From the right, I'm Mark Hard.
And from the left, I'm Pete Hard.
You've crossed the border into Hard Nation.
Oh, Pete, I have to say, I don't know what to do. I took my daughters to see Beauty and the Beast, the live action edition of it.
Okay.
And there was so much homosexuality in there.
What do you mean?
Gaston's little friend, LeFou or whatever you call him, He was gay.
Oh. So you took your kids to a musical where a lady fucks an animal and you're upset that there is a gay man in?
Yeah. And first of all, she doesn't have sex with the Beast until he's a human again, until he's the guy from Downton Abbey once
again. But she has wanton thoughts.
Not necessarily.
Yes, she certainly does.
We do not.
She wants to make love to that Beast.
How dare you say that? That is Emma Watson you're talking about.
She's a sexual being. Human beings are sexual. She's allowed to lust after whatever she likes. I'm not here to judge.
She's Hermione. Hermione doesn't have thoughts like that.
I don't know who that is.
From the Harry Potter series, the epic Harry Potter.
Who cares?
The point is, Disney can't be injecting gayness everywhere. What are they going to do now? Are they going to make a remake of Aladdin where Jafar has a secret crush on Aladdin?
They should. That's a good movie.
No!
Yeah. They should remake all of the Disney movies with all kinds of pansexual attitudes influencing them.
Okay, well, all right. Then The Little Mermaid. Who would be a homosexual in that?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Every single person in The Little Mermaid would be gay.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? Of course it matters.
Their sexuality has no bearing on the story at all.
Ursula?
Yeah.
Well, I guess she kind of does come across as a lesbian.
How dare you be reductive in what is and is not a lesbian?
But I just thought you said it doesn't matter.
All of those people could be gay or not. It doesn't matter. Well, then it's the story that matters.
How do I even talk about this?
How do you bucket those people? You don't. That's the kind of world that we should live in, where people are just free to move through the world, freely loving whomever they
wish.
But
isn't that then what the old films used to be before the studio execs said this person's gay and this person's not? We didn't know LeFou's sexuality in the film. We didn't know. They didn't sit around in a boardroom and say, this man enjoys penises.
And I'm not sure that that's what happened. I'm not sure the point you're trying to make.
Well, my point is, then how do, if I'm a filmmaker, or say that I'm writing a play.
Not a chance.
Say that I'm writing a play that's going to be performed down in Fairfax, Virginia.
Even less than not a chance.
In a little black box theater and 25 people. How do I, as someone that is a virile straight male, how do I
even just identifying yourself as that is reductive?
But then how does anyone talk about it if they can't say it without it being reductive?
Well, how does anybody talk about what?
Sexuality.
You don't have to talk about it.
But then how would we have determined that LeFou was gay?
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter at all.
Then how would you have written that?
You're the only one that is concerned with the fact that he's gay.
I'm just confused now.
It's not germane to the story at all.
But now, but it got me
You
thinking.
Focus on the story, not on these small personal characters of the people. That's like not going to Beauty and the Beast because Belle has red hair.
Well, but now I'm trying to figure out, though.
It doesn't matter.
Which characters are gay?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
But then if I'm writing
Everyone and no one.
Then how do I write something and say this character is gay, this character is not?
You don't have to.
But then someone has to.
Unless you're telling a story that's explicitly about their sexuality, in which case it's important.
Is this how liberals think of things? It just seems like I feel like I'm in a whirlpool here. I can't grasp on to anything.
That's not surprising.
Okay. So if I want to write a character that is a homosexual.
Yes.
Okay. How do I do that without it being like, ooh, I'm grasping onto this, or I'm clutching sexuality in a way that is offensive?
Just write a person.
Just write a person.
Yeah.
But then do I have a thought bubble that says, ooh, I want to have sex with the same sex?
No.
But then how do I let
Your
the audience...
Your story is the same.
So wait, so what Disney did with Gaston's little friend, was that cool or not cool?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's good.
But then wasn't that reductive?
It's good that those people are being it's good that there's representation.
Okay.
But it doesn't seem particularly important that any one of those other characters could also be gay.
Okay, because I'm writing this story about...
Belle
could be gay.
Yeah.
But she has sex with a monster.
He could be gay.
Oh, so he could be a woman.
Sure.
Huh. I never thought about it like that. What about Kevin Kline's character?
I don't care about Kevin Kline.
That we can both agree on that.
What does Kevin Kline play?
He plays the dad, Belle's dad.
Oh, I thought her deal was she had was an orphan.
No, no, no. She has a dad who's an inventor. And in the original one, he's a single dad. We don't know what happened to the mom. And in this new one, they give a little flashback. We see the mom died of plague.
Oh, see, I didn't know it was that long ago. I thought she was an orphan girl who lived in a library.
No. That's
fair enough.
Isn't it The Little Princess?
I don't know that story.
No. Well, I'm trying to write a story about these sentient trains. Mm. It's not exactly Thomas the Tank Engine. It's different. Uh-huh. And I want to, if there's a gay character in there, how do I show two trains having sex?
Just however, what do you mean?
I want to show it without, because I don't want to say it, like you said. I want to be sensitive. But I want to show two trains having sex.
That doesn't make any sense. Two trains having sex would have sex the same way the two trains, like, what are you talking about?
Well, that's why I'm trying to break this down.
It's a very stupid question that doesn't make any sense. All right. How do two straight trains have sex?
The one train gets into the depot and sort of flips over.
Listen, there's not that many inputs.
In a train?
In anything. You can figure it out.
All right. Well, this is, you know what? I have to say that this conversation really is opening up my mind.
You're an idiot.
So this is really exciting. We have one of the foremost leaders of all time. I would say when
he had a good moment. Yes.
When we write the history books and people say Cleopatra and they say Julius Caesar, they will also mention this man's name, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani.
He'll be an example of how leadership is destroyed through narcissism and ignorance. Hmm.
We have Rudy Giuliani here on Hard Nation. Wow, Pete, I have to say, to be in the presence of someone that is one of the most important Americans of the 21st century is really cool.
That's not wrong. Yeah, man of the year. Yeah, Time's man of the year. We're living in an age where that's important again.
Yeah. And he was America's mayor. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, all right. Rudy Giuliani.
All right. Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you, P.A.? How are you, man? It's great to be here.
Rudy, can I say that your leadership on that day, on that dark day that we shall never forget.
The day that I was mayor, when it happened.
And when it happened.
Yeah. You guys are realizing that, right? I woke up in the morning. I watched it all happen.
You saw it all. You were down there.
I watched it all happen. It was terrible.
It was absolutely terrible. And I didn't know what to do. But you and George W. Bush really pulled us through.
Yeah, well, I'm not a guy that feels any feelings. So it was very easy for me to turn off and show up there and be very brave, seem very brave. So,
starting off with a startlingly candid admission.
I don't feel real feelings. Oh,
so you don't feel happiness or excitement? Because right now I'm excited. I'm sweating.
We can tell by the tenor of your voice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Almost screaming. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Definitely, definitely. Anyway, boy. Yeah, how's it going, guys? Yeah, September 11th was terrible, but I hit a home fucking run.
You did. No one would impugn your leadership on that day.
Yeah. Yeah. We needed the New Yorkers, needed my leadership, and you know what I got on the news and I said, go shopping. Remember
that? Oh, yeah.
Go to the Broadway show. Get out and spend your money because that's what's important after September 11th type event. You got to go shopping.
Yes. What did you buy after September 11th?
Oh, let me tell you. I went to Bloomingdale's.
Oh, wow.
And I said.
The Soho location or Upper East Side?
Upper East Side, of course. Okay. And I talked to my guy, Jerome, and I said, come on, give me the tightest suit you can. Because I just wanted that tight suit.
Now, was this on September 12th or later in the afternoon on September 11th?
In between the two towers falling.
Oh my God. Wait a minute, what? The first tower had already fallen.
I went to Bloomingdale.
Like 10 a.m. That was around 10 a.m.
This is going to be huge for me.
The first tower fell. You rushed to Bloomingdale, give me the tightest suit you can before the other tower falls.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the other one fell, which I knew was going to happen because we planned it.
Barack Obama wasn't even a senator yet in 2001?
He was a community organizer, organizing a community of Saudi Arabians to take over a plane order to make a movie about it. That was the whole point of 9/11. They wanted to make the Paul Greengrass
They wanted to make Flight 93?
Sorry, yes. But besides, forget that. Listen,
that
Barack
even
Obama.
Take, that's about the one that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Listen, we planted the dynamite in Building 7, but Barack Obama planned 9/11.
And you guys just used straight up.
Oh, my God. This is loose change.
Wow.
This is unbelievable.
And it's confirmed. I just really love that.
This is Chris Bills, not loose change, all right? I got paid. I made $1 billion from 9/11.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You know,
is that true? And the payments came from whom? People, the Saudis?
People on the street that bought my September 11th snow globes.
Okay.
That's how I made $1 billion.
So wow, actually, in the wake of September 11th, I would believe that you could generate that much capital by selling snow globes.
Oh my God, because yeah. The first time I went to New York City with my daughters after—
No one cares.
We went to see Wicked.
No one cares.
Because okay. I heard the call to arms to go see Broadway shows. We bought tickets to Wicked.
Oh yeah.
We went up and we just bought so much September 11th paraphernalia. I have a shirt that says Never Forget, has the two towers. I have a pajama pants that are all eagles crying. Yeah.
Well, I tried to get a piece of all September 11th merch, but I couldn't possibly do it. So I just go to those tables and shake them down.
I bring some of my $1 billion
Mayor
from
Giuliani.
That.
How do you shake down? So
well, you call a bunch of chain guys from when you were a federal prosecutor.
What is a chain guy?
A guy who beats up people with chains for money.
Okay, dumb question from me.
Oh yeah. One of these chain guys, lonely people.
And then you attack just a vendor who's selling.
Oh yeah, you shake them down. Give me your money.
Oh my God!
I'm the mayor. I scream from a window. I'm like, look at me, look at me.
I'm the mayor.
And then the guy from when I was a federal prosecutor. Yeah. And I needed guys.
And those guys are still alive?
I still got the contact. Yeah. They come over to the house.
Yeah. It's like an agency type thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. So you wouldn't be down there when the shakedowns were happening. You'd just be up in a random window.
No, I'd be like looking at blueprints of the World Trade Center trying to like plot September 11th.
You are barely trying to cover this lie. Wow. You're barely trying to cover this lie.
Well, I'm proud of it, but I'm not. But I'm ashamed, but it was my moment.
Right.
It would be good for me. Yeah. That's the main thing.
Now, and you mentioned that the towers were brought down. And this is huge. You're like letting out this conspiracy theory.
Well, you know.
And this is a time of conspiracy theories. We find out that Barack Obama has been listening in on Donald Trump.
We find out that there's objective evidence to the contrary.
That's your opinion that there's no evidence or facts.
That there's objective evidence of the country.
I don't know what objective means.
That doesn't surprise me even a little.
So you're saying that it wasn't, because I always heard that it was an exotic material called thermite that brought down the towers, but you're saying it was garden variety dynamite.
Oh, it's dynamite, sticks of dynamite. Yeah. Isn't that what they used?
No, it was two planes.
Two planes?
Right? Yeah.
What about Building 7?
Yeah.
Right, smart guy?
I don't know anything about Building 7.
Well, read up, crack a website, conspiracy website.
What do you recommend? What do you recommend?
Barack Obama did 9/11.com.
Okay. Cool.
That's a good one. Okay. I've been there before.
It's reputable. It's not fake news.
Yeah. I would take I would trust your opinion.
Anyway.
Yeah. Because Barack Obama was visiting the World Trade Centers a few days before, just as a tourist.
Yeah, he had been in Saudi Arabia, community organizing.
Yeah.
A community of terrorists.
Untrue.
Yeah. That was very, very fun before they all killed themselves.
Yeah.
But then he got in the White House like you do, and
Yeah. So now you are completely irrelevant, right? I mean,
now?
After the 2016...
Hey, what do you think?
Let's be honest.
I'll bite you with my lower teeth!
Oh, my God. He is coming after me so fast. He started at my shoes.
My lower teeth have had cancer for 14 years.
Oh, my God. That looks like a trowel.
Oh,
I have cancer in every tooth.
How can you possibly pull your lip away from your face that much? That level of exposure is unbelievable.
It looks like a special effect from an 80s horror movie.
It looks like a bunch of little witch fingers all clustered together. That's really scary.
The ladies don't seem to mind.
Oh my God.
Am I right? Really?
You have a pretty active dating life? Aren't you married?
Well, listen, my dick is broken for prostate cancer. Let's not mince words, all right? I have no prostate, and my penis, it's not getting hard. So it's a lot of lap stuff. It's a lot of...
A lot of lip stuff or lap stuff?
Would you then try to have sex, and then it just doesn't work?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just sort of like throw your limp dick against...
I hunch my body against the girl, and I cry and go, I'm a bad boy. And they spank me and stick their finger in my mouth.
in your mouth.
Okay. In your mouth.
Yeah.
That went an unexpected direction.
Are you really? Worried, though?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say in my ass.
I thought that was a given. See, there's no more. Sure. You can't really milk.
There's nothing to excite.
Knowing Rudy's mouth, it's more surprising than the ass.
My God. Rudy's mouth. That is the title of a horror movie if I've ever heard
A great ska band.
Rudy's mouth. That is a good ska band.
Yeah.
I'm going to ska band with Curtis Lua.
No, are you kidding?
Yeah.
The Guardian Angels guy?
That's why he wears that beret to the ska band with me.
Now, for those of you that have never lived in New York, he wears a red jacket. He has a beret.
Guardian Angels.
He's a Guardian Angel guy. And he beats up gangs, right?
I own the movie rights.
I didn't bring it up.
I own the movie rights of Guardian Angels.
Oh, what is that? What would that movie be about?
Yeah, you can write it if you want to team up. That's why I'm in LA.
Is that how you think?
Oh, no, we're in DC. Edit that out.
Is that how you think movie rights work? If you have an idea, someone can write it?
Listen, Flyboy, I don't know how the hell anything works out here.
All right,
I get things done. I'm a federal prosecutor. Mm-hmm. I'll sue you.
Oh, no. Right?
I sue people until it works.
Wow. Pete, you got to watch
and
out.
And then Rudy Giuliani just did a little dance when he said, I'll sue you until it works.
He got
I'll
up, he spun around, pirouette.
It worked.
Wow.
I sued people until I was mayor. And then I sued people trying to be a congressman, and I realized it only goes so far.
It only works in New York.
I've run for every office unsuccessfully except for New York City mayor.
That was the only one.
It was the only one, but that's pretty good.
It's a pretty great one. It's a great city, I think.
Ooh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah, and I fixed it. I made Times Square into Disneyland. I turned all those porn theaters
into an M&M store.
M&M store. You got the Ferrari store, one of the fastest stores in the world. You got
it stays still, the store.
Yeah, you can buy a Ferrari jacket, one of the fastest jackets in the world. You got four bubblegum shrimps there. There's four locations.
They're so good.
All of them are hubs and have something individual and special about them.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of that.
And you can get this drink, which is a margarita. It's called a Corona-rita, where it has a tiny Corona that goes into a margarita, and it has like this device. You put the Corona in and it slowly fills up your margarita with Corona.
Oh my God. If I were that simple, my life would be amazing.
I like a warm Manhattan.
Oh yeah. They have big, they're like big fish bowls of Manhattans. And
yeah.
Super
like
warm.
Nice warm.
Don't wink when you say that. Don't wink when you say that.
That's why my teeth are brown. My lower teeth.
You'd
go to that staining from all the Manhattans I have.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Give me that dark whiskey.
So, do you regret? I have to say, I was
no
so
regrets,
excited.
Baby. No regrets,
I was so excited when Trump was elected. I was like, Rudy Giuliani, Chris Christie, all the great New Jerseyites and New Yorkers are going to be in the cabinet. And
why would that excite you?
Because these are the real men left in politics.
You a Jersey
just
guy?
Just making sure you're sticking to your POV.
No, I'm from Virginia, but I used to go and spend a lot of time in Jersey.
That's good.
Just cruising around.
Right.
Yeah.
good for cruising.
It's a great
I used to
cruise.
Go to the Pine Barrens and like find a girl and kill her.
That is the best episode of The Sopranos.
Me and my friends.
You would head out.
Oh, great episode of The Sopranos.
Sopranos, a lot of it was based on hits I did.
Really?
Just legends.
Who is the approximation of you in The Sopranos?
Well, they used to call me the puppet. No, I'm in the shadows so deep you'd never see me in The Sopranos.
I see. Wow. So you're like the actor's secret of The Sopranos.
I'm pulling the strength.
Yeah.
I'll put pressure on Tony through seven different channels. Mm-hmm. And anyway, The Sopranos is based on me, and I was heavily involved.
Wow, that's amazing.
In that Seems I was untrue. Mayor right before and during the very, and I was there.
True.
I was there for The Sopranos.
That's true. A lot of the filming.
Yeah, I was there.
Did you know James Gandolfini?
Did I know him?
Did you know him?
Well, I tried to hang out with him. He didn't return my call.
He didn't return your calls.
And then when the email came out, he didn't return my email.
Oh my gosh.
Would you mind giving out his email address?
Well, it doesn't matter at this point.
James Gandolfini, well, it's become a kind of a memorial.
Oh, yes.
So if someone wanted to send a nice message to him, how would they reach out?
His drafts are a memorial.
Oh.
No, you can just, I'll give you his password so you can tweet as him. I'll tweet about it on the show Twitter. Okay. I'm sure. But his password is Tony Baloney. At SopranosHBO.com.
Actually, that's kind of good. I would have never guessed that one. Tony Baloney.
Tony Baloney.
Tony
Baloney
spelled like Bologna.
Oh,
B-O-L-O-G-N-A, the classic spelling.
That is the only coherent thing Rudy Giuliani has said the entire time he's been here. He knows how to spell baloney.
So I know how to spell a lot of words. That was a federal prosecutor. Laguna, dude, Mayor of New York
dude,
City.
Dude, get those teeth away from me. Do not bite me.
He's coming back.
I'm with a cunt hair. I'm with a cunt hair away from the White House, baby.
I thought you were going to...
cunt hair.
No, I thought you were going to be Secretary of State. How come you're not...
I thought so, too.
What happened?
Or Vice President of Game... Throw me a bone, Trumpo. How many times have I let you... How many times do we tag team girls on your sex
plane? Rudy Giuliani shaking an Italian hero at Mark.
I know so much stuff.
Did you just pull an Italian hero out of a bag?
I know so much dirt on Trump. I mean, I was mayor during the Trump when he was building.
Oh, right.
He is a murderer. He's a murderer.
Wow.
And he's like the Marquis de Sade of trash.
Wow.
He's like
the trash. Everyone knows that. Yeah. But it's great to get some confirmation.
But it seems as though like you're kind of...
What's your favorite murder he did?
Well, he used to just make girls retarded with a hammer.
Oh my God. And you spent it a sex plane on the sex plane?
He was having sex with them, he would make them retarded with a hammer.
That must take an absolutely extraordinary amount of precision to not kill someone, to just mentally challenge them.
Well, it's technically maiming them, but he had a real skill. Trump has a real touch with making someone retarded with a hammer.
Now, it seems like you're really blowing up his spot a lot, because the whole...
Well, I'm pissed off, goddamn. I deserve...
Okay, all right.
Because of things...
I deserve power.
You...
Because I was there on 9/11, I deserve
you
power.
Traded on that for long enough, right? Yeah, and then it sort of ran out.
It's going to be on my gravestone, baby.
The first line of your obituary, sure.
Yeah. He was there, baby.
Now, you screwed up the Muslim ban by saying that that Trump asked you how to make a Muslim ban
legal.
Well,
you didn't screw it up. You just showed the actual underpinnings and the motivation.
Well, that screwed it up. He said it on Fox News in front of anyone, and now he's telling everyone that Trump's killing or making them retarded.
I say whatever Steve Bannon asked me to say, and on that particular evening, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting. What is your relationship with Steve Bannon like?
Well, before I go on television, he literally puts his hand in my butt.
Wow.
And he's puppeting me.
That can't be a comfortable situation.
No.
He doesn't look like he'd have a small hand.
Well, if you manipulate butts in a certain way... Excuse me.
Oh my God. Those teeth, they just vibrated.
You could see the air coming through those teeth.
That's my Dr. Pepper.
They all just moved. You could see the wave, the wave of the burp go through the teeth. It was like
Giuliani
a rustling of the trees.
Drinking a 2-liter Dr. Pepper and finishing
it's
up
my
his
one
Italian.
Vice, except for
murder and 9/11.
Murder, sex, and causing 9/11.
Okay.
I mean, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama did.
Anyway.
I think it's out there.
You got to get that.
I don't need
to drive that home any further.
We got it.
Anyway, Ska Band with Curtis Flua. We're called the Guardian Scangels.
Guardian Scangels is much better.
Guardian Scangels.
Rudy's Mouth was probably their first song.
We'll say that.
We have to take a break here, but when we come back, I want to hear more about what it was like to pull the strings in New York and clean up the streets and really patrol those broken windows.
Well, I'm here.
Why are you yelling?
I'm just so excited.
I like when guys yell. That's my favorite thing is when conservative guys yell on the mic.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, that's their one thing for sure.
There'll be more yelling when Hard Nation returns. We're back with America's Mayor, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy, I have to say that I'm a huge fan of Broadway and musicals and plays. Have you seen Hamilton?
He's an aspirational creative with no talent.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Yes, I perform a lot at the theaters around D.C.
Hey, so is Hitler. All you got to do is double down in the opposite direction.
The quickest jump.
All you got to do is go to the fastest place that gets your fans.
Yeah.
Or if they're alt-right, don't worry about it. As long as they're fans and they pay for stuff.
That's the important thing,
right? The important thing is getting fans. So if you're not funny or interesting, double down on being alt-right or something like that, and you'll get an audience.
I need a take.
Advice. That is great.
Then you start a podcast and you can make money for a while.
Yeah, I should be like alt-right
and you're in show business.
Yeah.
Is that what you've done? Because you've almost everything you've done in the last few years has been a spectacular failure.
Well, as I have an alt-right podcast with a Fran Lebowitz.
With Fran Lebowitz? She's the designer.
She's the writer.
You're thinking of Annie Leibovitz.
I'm thinking of Annie Leibovitz.
Yeah. Fran Lebowitz. She's like the Janine Garofalo of yesteryear.
Oh.
Wait a minute. She's like, isn't Janine Garofalo the Janine Garofalo of yesteryear?
No, Janine Garofalo's still
doing her stuff. She's working.
Oh, Janine Garofalo's terrific.
Yeah, you're a big fan.
Yeah.
Anyway, where was I?
Did you see Hamilton?
Actually,
did I see Hamilton?
I just
I saw it with Mike Pence.
Oh, you were there that night?
Yeah. Me and Mike Pence, we took our kids.
Oh, my gosh. And so people were booing like crazy.
Wait a minute. You couldn't have taken your kids. Your kids don't speak to you, I don't think.
Whose kids
were with you?
Yeah, they aren't psyched about me. Yeah. I'm a little bit like the genius Steve Jobs in that we didn't care about our kids and alienated them to the point where they don't talk to us anymore.
Yeah.
So that is one of the saddest things in my life, but I don't feel feelings, so it's just another thing I have to deal with.
No change.
The pain in the ass. I'm going to see Billy Joel at MSG. One of these rats is there. One of my little rat kids is there. I'm like, ugh, this, I have to deal with this fucking rat.
And how do you? And then how do you treat them?
I ignore them. Hit them? Ice cold, just like when they were cold. From the time they were born. I mean, just because I blasted in some weird heathen doesn't mean I have to fucking follow up. Guess what? You get money from me. These women just rake me over the coals for
the
my
mother of
life.
Your children.
Rake? Yeah.
Just to be clear, blasted in a weird heathen. That's the mother of your children.
Yeah. You see, the weird heathen I blasted in doesn't mean I have to do the follow-up work of taking him to school. So anyway.
Yeah, he's busy taking all of New York to school. He's the father of New York.
Do you feel any? I'm busy turning the Times Square into freaking Disneyland. Come to the M&M store. You can get M&M.
His son is the Empire State
Building. Of any variety.
Yeah, have you been to the M&M store before?
No, I would never go to a candy store.
It's so much fun, and you can get hats that have M&Ms on them and stuff.
I'm
and
not the a yellow child, you know?
What? Adults like to eat candy.
Hey, I love the
adults
M&M
like
store.
You. Yeah,
they got adults ones you can't get anywhere else.
Oh, what's your favorite kind of a rare M&M?
I like the minty ones with a crunch in the mint.
The ones that are white and green with a little mint. Oh, that's so good.
Do we get enough pictures here? Thanks.
We got. There's a guy with a chain. There's a
one
guy
of
with
the
a chain.
Men came in to take pictures of Rudy
chain
Giuliani.
Guys taking
He's
my
taking pictures.
Are you
with
doing
like
a
POV shot?
Wow. So you're all constantly using PR to put yourself out there.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans.
What? No. I meant
the Puerto Rican community.
I meant public relations.
Yeah. Oh, public relations too.
Yeah, but you're also using the Puerto Rican.
Well, what do you use Puerto Ricans for?
I have a Puerto Rican PR agent. She's a genius.
Oh, okay,
Sylvia Sanchez, and she's fantastic.
Wow, okay. This is like could be confusing. The acronyms are the exact same.
Yeah, PR. Anyway,
What do you think about
everyone loves me, right? And nobody's that's why nobody's aware of my huge shortcoming.
Because everyone
because
loves
of Sylvia
so much.
Sanchez.
Because of my great PR.
Sylvia's doing a great job.
Puerto Rican PR.
I think you might need to have a chat with Sylvia. She might not be as successful as you think she is.
She's in San Juan.
You can still talk to her.
Okay.
I think it's even the same time zone. It's like, it's not even that
far. Is it? I forget.
Is it one?
I think it might be mountain.
Who cares?
Is it a mountain?
No, it's not.
Rudy Giuliani looking so befuddled by the concept of mountain time.
It's mountain.
It might be. I don't know where that is.
Well, when it gets higher up, the time goes back an hour because you're on a mountain.
That's not how it works.
Okay. Whatever you say, the earth is flat. Second coming of Jesus, the rapture. I'm very Catholic. I'm very
Catholic. You're super Catholic.
Yeah, that's part of your identity.
I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Every Sunday, I go to Latin Mass, 2 hours. You face the altar. You don't even face the people, the priest.
Rudy Giuliani rubbing a wooden cross all over his body.
Did you bring that cross
how
in?
How did you know how I have sex all the time with my broken dick? Listen.
You know. Oh, I see. Yeah.
And that's a crucifix, Pete, because it's not just it's a cult. There's a little Jesus on there. It makes it a crucifix.
Care about that.
Yeah. Cross with Jesus on it, the crucifix. You know, more effective against vampires. Believe me, I just divorced one. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Are you a stand-up?
I'm doing stand-up.
Are you a stand-up? Have you been doing stand-up? Have you been going down to the comedy store?
I go to the comedy cellar, and I have always done stand-up.
I saw some of your stuff.
Me on Saturday
when you were on Saturday Night Live, and Lorne, when he came and said, can we be funny again?
Lorne came up on Saturday Night Live. He said, can we be funny again? I said, go shopping.
Was that what you said there? Go shopping.
And they edited it to say something else?
Yeah, and then they edited it, those bastards. They said, Sean Lorne, would you ever be funny again before? This is the line. That was
close. So you could have nailed the line.
Al Franken wrote that line. Senator Al Franken.
Would you ever be funny again before?
Would you ever be funny again before this? Now it's time to be funny, okay? I think that was a line.
It feels like that could be shortened a bit.
Yeah. So you just said,
well, it wasn't.
Go shopping, and they tried to edit it for
I
you.
I said, go shopping. I don't care where. Get merch at TGI Fridays, Times Square, as long as it's in Manhattan.
Wow. Now, this video made the rounds, and liberals like to make fun of it because they're the true bigots.
Disgusting.
They're the true bigots. They're the true
liberals.
KKK.
Wait a minute. You're jumping right to the KKK. That's huge.
All liberals are Marxist KKK members.
Okay. That's true.
All right.
So there's a video of you and our glorious president, the Supreme Leader, Donald Trump, and he's
who betrayed you and made such a fool of you. He allowed you to make such a fool of yourself.
No, that's just business. That's what business guys do.
Hey, I got off easier than Ted Cruz, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Remember when he had that weird booger on his lip?
Oh man, that booger is one of those deep boogers from the fold of your tonsils.
A tonsil stone, yeah.
Yeah.
Tonsil smells stone, horrible.
You know that smell bad, too.
And it was white. Because there was no nose mucus in there.
Yeah, because
it was throat mucus.
You could see the texture because I was like, is that a piece of a hot pretzel he ate? No, that's a fucking tonsil.
So wait, when your lips have anything white on them, is it a piece of hot pretzel that you ate?
Well, I thought, but if you looked at the texture, when they refocused, I was like, that's a tonsil stone. But like, usually, it'd be a super pretzel. With knife mustard.
So the liberals have been making fun of this clip that was going around when you and Donald Trump were having some fun and you were dressed up in drag, as they say, or dressed up like a woman. And I think this is a fun thing, right?
Yeah, it's a normal thing.
Normal
whatever.
Thing. Yeah, and he kisses you and he smells you and he grabs your breasts.
Sure, yeah, my fake breath. And
yeah.
Great. Yeah.
That's fun. That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought it was a funny thing and turned me on and it was great.
Was this like for charity or something?
No, it turned you on? No, it's fine.
It turned you on to be dressed as a woman, or it turned you on to be fondled by Donald Trump?
Both, but neither, because I would never admit that on a podcast that I dress like a woman and jerk off by looking in the mirror. But I do that, but I would never say that on a podcast.
Right.
Well, good. Okay.
You may have just.
I think you just said
anyway,
it.
Anyway, beyond that, we could argue back and forth about this all night.
Sure, we don't have to.
You know, yeah,
no liberals actually criticized that video. So
yeah,
the,
no
the premise
KKK
of the question is false.
Wearing liberal.
Yeah.
No, slave-owning liberals.
Slave-owning, you know, Abraham Lincoln was a Republican.
He was a Republican.
And
yeah,
Donald
slaves.
Trump
I bring that
just
up
said
all the time.
Not a lot of people know that. Not a lot of people know
not
he was
a lot
a
of people know that, yeah.
That's a good fact to have.
He's a Republican that
categorically
got,
untrue, of course.
He got domed.
Yeah. And FDR, of course, was in bed with Hitler, practically.
What a cool way to say murdered.
He got domed.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Just want to make sure we get that out. Yeah.
That's one of the things I wanted to cut down on in New York with the broken windows program.
People
getting domed, bitch.
Now, so explain to this, because I'm a big fan of figuring out how
if
to stop
you ran
crime.
For something again and just said you got domed, bitch, I would vote for you.
Thank you. That's my bumper sticker. Yeah.
So we're getting into a good law and order time now with Trump.
Yeah.
This session's
Central
all about
Park
law and order.
Five need to go back to jail.
Yeah. So explain to the broken window policy to people that don't know, you know, some of our listeners, the fans of Pete don't know about
devised,
how to stop crime.
It was co-devised by myself and Bernard Goetz, my good friend, who had my ear the entire time. Mm-hmm. I was in the White House of Mayordom and
Gracie Mansion.
In the Gracie Mansion. What was the question?
Well, how does broken window work?
I guarantee it wasn't great.
How does broken windows work?
Is you go through neighborhoods and if you see a broken window, you kick everyone out of the and throw him on the street.
Rudy Giuliani on the hunt in the studio for a broken window.
And pray to Jesus.
Oh, my God. He's stalking the halls of our studio looking for a broken window.
Oh, my God. And then this, like, turned New York around from a crime-ridden cesspool to a place that you could actually go and get some peanut M&Ms and have a good time.
When I became mayor, New York, Times Square was a, pardon my French, shit-sty. And when I left, I'd put my disgusting dick on the street and open the hole.
Was your dick always disgusting, or are you saying it's disgusting?
Oh, when I was a kid, I could fuck like a Spaniard.
Anyway.
But now, baby.
That is astonishingly racist.
What?
Astonishingly
racist.
It's
a compliment. It can't be racist.
It's a compliment.
If it's compliment.
No. You see, now the liberals say you can't make...
No.
The Chinese are great at meth. Meth.
You can make compliment. Oh, you can compliment entirely.
Take your hands off your eyes. Take your hands off your eyes.
I am Chinese. What? What's wrong with being a little racist?
It's a compliment.
What's wrong with being a little racist?
Is it marginalizes people and it makes them feel like they don't belong in a world that is inherently theirs.
Yeah, but you make a bad area the good area.
Yeah. And you said that you put
get
your...
Get away from me with your, with those fingers.
You said
your
you
face.
Would put your dick on the ground and open up the hole. Was that on your dick, your urethra, or you would pull open a sewer grate?
The opening of my urethra, yeah.
Oh, so you would... That's the way you would have sex like a Spaniard. You would go to Times Square, pull down your pants, pry your dick hole open, and then just slam it on the ground?
And rub it around, because it was so clean, I wouldn't worry.
You wouldn't have to worry.
And now, just come right there on the streets.
Yeah, come on. Oh, well, that's it.
I can't believe you would go that far, Pete.
Yeah.
Asking America's mayor if he would come
I'm
on the streets.
No, I have no respect
I'm trying
for
to up the dialogue to...
I have
to,
no respect for this man.
You have no respect for me?
No.
Hey, stop what you're doing. I'm John Stewarting you right now.
Oh, no.
Stop it! It's partisan hackery!
No! This is a dialogue we're having right here.
Hey.
It's important. It's an important dialogue. So what do you think about the mayor now? Mayor de Blasio, Bill de Blasio. Famous Marxist. Total KKK.
Communist.
Oh, my God. Your vocabulary is like
black.
13 words.
He's got black children, which is fine. I don't have any problem with that.
There you go. No
Rudy Giuliani making an X with his arms.
I don't have a problem with his children.
Okay. See,
I have a problem with the way he mayors.
Yeah, exactly. It's not personal.
We're on a collision course with Times Square becoming back like it was.
Yeah.
No one cares about Times Square.
It's a collision course.
No,
Times Square could fall into the East River and no one would give a shit.
I think as soon as the naked cowboy.
The jewel of Manhattan, Times Square.
The Hudson it would fall into, right?
It would fall into the Hudson. Yeah. It depends on which way Manhattan's leaning.
Yeah, it could be the East River or the Hudson, depending. So are you, because.
What was I being so racist about again?
So we were talking about de Blasio and how
Bill
he's just
de Blasio's
letting,
children.
Right. This guy, I don't know where his kids are from. It might be America. It might not. No facts are real, and you can say whatever you want.
That's certainly true.
Yeah, you can definitely say whatever you want. And maybe Bill de Blasio is in the mafia, because Blasio is certainly Italian-sounding.
Yeah, de Blasio.
And maybe he got the thing because he killed so many people. Oh, wait, that's me.
That is you.
I put so many people to death secretly that then I became mayor.
So I didn't know this, that the five families, the five mafia families, they voted on whether or not to kill you.
Four out of five voted to kill me, and then John Gotti, that rat, he ratted out his dad, he ratted out his father, his brother, and he died like a rat under my federal prosecution.
Yeah. He's the only one who wanted you dead.
He wanted me dead, and so I...
According to the FBI. Yeah.
I pushed back.
Well, how did you push back?
I had his... dead murder outside the steakhouse on East 52nd Street.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that hit. That was me, baby.
Wow.
I orchestrated it.
Admitting
right outside
so
Mathros or whatever the hell.
I'm not sure which one's up there, but
no one cares about anything.
It's one of the famous... Facts aren't real. Everything's plastic. Facts aren't real anymore. Nothing's real.
This is amazing.
I think that's true.
Racism is now being nice to children.
I think that's true, right?
Anyway.
In a way, because you're not being honest to the kids, and they can't express the
So
the
would you...
De Blasio, the worst mayor we've had since Bloomberg.
Yeah, which was the last
mayor. Why was Bloomberg bad?
He was tiny.
He was a small man.
He was short. He couldn't reach the table.
That is true. He's
he
a
couldn't
small
see over
man.
The podium. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know how much money New York City taxpayers spent on tiny podiums alone?
No. Yeah. It was a waste.
How much?
Because, you know, he's a real Howard Hughes-er. He's
like
a real Howard Hughes.
Pissing the bottom.
Early Howard Hughes or late Howard Hughes. Bunch of toenails and clippings.
Yeah, he's got one of those Bloomberg machines. He's trading stocks and pissing in his pants.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, terrible mayor. Great guy.
So what would you do? What would you be doing right now if you were Secretary of State, which I think is rightfully yours? You should be America's Secretary of State. You were America's mayor. How would you be doing things different than Rex Tillerson?
I would appoint a special prosecutor.
You can't do that as Secretary
of
State.
Who is me? to prosecute Hillary and Barack.
Yes.
Put them and their families behind bars, including Sasha Malia and Chelsea.
Absolutely. Goes all the way.
And Bo and all the freaking pets.
The dog, too.
And Roger Clinton, that sleazy meth head.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Put him behind bars.
He's not great. He could put him
and then build the wall. Okay.
Of course, none of those things would you be empowered to do as Secretary of State.
You got to build the wall. So, yeah. Funnel money to the border. The Rio Grande, that is. You gotta get the money down to the Rio Grande so you can pay the migrant workers to build the freaking wall.
So you would
paid
funnel money
for by Mexico and the poor people of America.
So you would funnel U.S. dollars to Mexico and then they would pay for the wall.
Oh, you know my friend, U.S. dollars? Yeah, I like to travel by funnel.
I'm not talking about a man named U.S. Dollars.
Wait, who is your friend, U.S. Dollars?
My friend, U.S. Dollars, this is my buddy. He helped me.
Who is that? He does your taxes?
He's a southern slave owner.
Wow.
He exists today, but he owns slaves.
Is it Ulysses S. Dollars?
Yeah, he exists in a magical plantation that they never discovered is still untouched.
So this is like M. Night Shyamalan's The Village, but with
The plantation.
Plantation.
Actually, the good fucking movie.
Yeah, the really good film.
That is legitimately a good movie.
Rudy, wait, so you can write Rudy that. You can write that.
That's the movie.
You're that. You bought option it, so you can write it.
Free movie. Not write that free movie for any filmmakers who want to make a movie.
Yeah. You write that up, Hard Nation listeners, send it to us. We will finance it.
Don't ever send it.
Are you friends with M. Night Shyamalan? That would make perfect sense.
Good friend of mine. Yes, yeah. Yeah, very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
There's a twist to our relationship, though.
You're both awful?
We're both awful people. That's the twist. And that's why we get along.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, everyone saw that twist coming, I think.
Also, his kids hate him. So we bond about that.
His kids
don't like him.
Bunch of rat kids, too.
You know, they just don't like his movies.
Oh,
he tried to be really nice to them, but they're like, Dad, you're whack.
Your movies are bad. That makes sense.
Rudy, we have to wrap up, but I just want to say that if there's another September 11th style event in the United States, which there won't be under
pretty
Trump.
Stylish.
Which there won't be because you probably won't be able to orchestrate another thing like that because you seem so unhinged.
I'm crazy. Yeah. But I can pull some strings and I just might be a lone actor.
Oh, a lone wolf. Right. And I tell you what, I hope that you are in charge when that happens. Because I have to say, we have a wonderful president, but you're one of the few people I think would be better than Trump.
Like I always say, give me more power. That's it. Yeah, I just want more power. I've done the work. I deserve it. And I want to go full evil, but nobody, you can't really go full evil unless you really have the power.
You got to have the power.
Otherwise, you're just like, you're jacking off. You know, you really want to kill some people. And that's where I want to be. So give me power, baby. Anyway, thanks so much for having me.
Rudy.
Thank you for coming. Yeah. You are undoubtedly a national embarrassment.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, we finally agree on that.
Things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm a bad guy. Yeah. I'm the worst.
Pete, I have to say, that was amazing.
Oh, my God. He admitted right off the bat that he did 9/11.
Yeah. Barack Obama did 9/11.
No, he's completely unable to cover up his lies at this point.
I
he's just admitting things, and then he completely backtracks. He can't keep track of anything.
I have to say that in this age of...
His brain is like a rat king of stupid ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. It used to be that when our old leaders sort of, started going senile, we would kind of shelter them away. But now with Twitter and constant news, people are just saying stuff right up to the very end as their brain melts away.
Sure.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I mean, what are you talking about?
I'm saying that most of the time we would hide our old leaders away and you'd trot them out for a special occasion.
They communicate with one another. Richard Nixon enjoyed a very healthy reputational boost in his later years.
That's true. He published a lot of books.
Yeah.
Next week on Hard Nation, we talk to Paul Manafort about some of the ways that you can start up your own businesses in the Ukraine.
And we take a trip to his new house, jail.
We're closing the border here at Hard Nation.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.